You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I am Aaron Brown. Tonight marks the end of our fifth season on the air. That's 5 years of strange little shows from strange little places across Minnesota. Now, I don't know how long... Yeah, thank you. That was appropriate. I don't know how long this show is going to go on. Maybe 1 year, you know, 5 years, 20 more years. It's really just a matter of time before I'm replaced by the next hot young stallion to wander the media byways of northern Minnesota. But I do know exactly what I am going to do next. I am going to be a stump grinder. Let me explain this to you. Trees come down. Trees leave behind stumps. Stumps are in the way. Enter the tree stump grinder. This time of year in northern Minnesota, we start to see yard signs crop up on the corners of country roads and public right-of-ways. No, not campaign signs, though those are coming. These are signs for stump grinders. They look just like campaign signs, too. Corrugated plastic on a metal fork. The signs read, "Stump grinding! Call so-and-so!" Right next to it is another sign, just like it, with a different name and number. Stump grinding signs are the most honest form of advertising I've ever known. I've seen up to 4 tree stump grinders advertising the same services on the same corner of the same country highway, and no matter what, no matter who you call, it'll be a week for any one of them to come out to your house to grind the stumps. That's how many stumps they grind. Now, working conditions are ideal. Stump grinders are like the Minnesota Twins. They don't work in the rain, and they rarely work past October. I called a guy to come out and grind some stumps a while back. He showed up with a big piece of equipment that looks kind of like a giant mutant circular saw on wheels, the kind of thing teachers from shop class would have a nightmare about. In just half an hour, 3 stumps became 3 divots in the sodden earth. Watching each gnarly stump disappear in a rhythmic, sweeping motion was deeply satisfying. It was like Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore making pottery in Ghost, only with just one old guy in my yard, you know. Guy was 80 years old, still grinding tree stumps. Why not? My question is, why would you stop grinding stumps? Think about it. No coworkers, just stumps. You grind the stumps. If a stump gives you more trouble than usual, you grind it harder. When the stump is gone, you're done. There is literally no other outcome to any given job ever. That's it. In case you missed it, surprise ending, buried in the title, Stump Grinder. There is no stump planning. There is no stump visioning or creative stump meetings or brainstorming sessions. There are no stump memos, no stump conferences or stump retreats to write new stump mission statements. It's called stump grinding. Stump grinding. I imagine there's more to being a stump grinder than meets the eye. You've got to buy the stump grinding equipment and secure the proper insurance and licensing, of course. This isn't the Wild West, after all. Stump grinding is an art born of a civilized society. But wherever the wilds of the great northern forests meets human settlement, there will be stumps. And where there are stumps, one day you will find me, your trusty local stump grinder.